It's me, SpongeBob. Let's start at the very beginning. It's a very good place to start. At the beginning of a new mini-series. Woo! And just before we do, we have an advert to play to you. Do, 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 do. Here it is.
Hello, it's me, Joel. So basically, apparently at some point, I said to Howerton, what is this? Howerton Computer's Deadly Animal Sanctuary? Well, apparently he liked that idea and started drawing up plans for it and made a design and uploaded that design to TeePublic. So, if you want a t-shirt that says Howerton Computer's Deadly Animal Sanctuary, you can actually buy one now by going to battlebird.productions/merch. Not exactly sure why you would want that, but if you did, that is how you'd get it. And I'm only telling you this because apparently we actually get paid for a bit of everyone that sells. So, yeah, go for it if you want to. There's also yellow sub designs, of course, Automnicon logos. And, yeah, they're pretty cool in fairness. They're pretty good. So, yeah, battlebird.productions/merch. Or click on the link attached to this message.
Marilyn's Diary by Beth Crane, Episode 1.
Hello, I'm Marilyn, how are you? No, that's not the right way to start it. Hello, I'm Marilyn. I'm 6 days old and I'm traveling through space in my dad's ship, the Waikai-Ye. I'm currently 5.5 inches tall and weigh approximately 3/4 of a kilogram. There. That's a start. I think. Computer?
What are you doing?
I'm keeping a diary. So I can keep track of what I've learned. A lot of teenagers do it. Apparently.
Oh. Right.
That's Computer, by the way. He's the shipboard computer. Say hi.
Hello.
He's my best friend. He's going to help me learn to be a human.
I am?
Yeah.
Not
physically. I'm never going to be a real human. But I want to learn what it's like to be a human before I have to go home and be a Gontanin.
Right.
Humans and Gontanin young have a lot in common. We go through a lot of the same stages, although at pretty different speeds. Far too much of a human child's development takes place outside the womb for my liking. And their mental development is terrifyingly slow. But that's a downside of not being an egg-laying species, I think. Anyway, both species suffer from wild hormone fluctuations, although they have very different physical effects. Only Gontanins have wings, for example, and humans have this very weird external genitalia. And only I have a set of horns. They're very small now, barely nubs, but I think they will be marvelous when I'm bigger. I didn't realize I'd be spending so much time alone.
You get used to it.
Well, I'm glad you're here. I can kind of hear my dad. A little bit, but, well, at the moment he's cryogenically frozen, so his thoughts are very slow and muffled. He's been like that for 27 hours so far, and he's got a month to go. Humans don't live very long, so they freeze themselves when they travel long distances. I think my different component species freeze at different rates, so I'd probably be torn apart if I tried to freeze myself. But luckily, I am also very small and require minimal sustenance. And my lifespan is far, far longer. So instead, I'm going to learn. I'm the first Gontanin heir to be born outside of... is born the right word? Computer, was I born?
Depends on how you define being born. Did you hatch? I wasn't there and Dax wasn't particularly forthcoming.
Well, I came out of something, but... hatched doesn't seem like the right word either. Okay, well, let's go with born. I am the first Gontanan heir to be born outside of Gontano. My mother is the queen of the Gontanan people, and she lives in Higlecting. Because of her, I already know everything there is to know about being a Gontanan. She reached into my mind and just dropped the information there. My political duties, the role I need to play. Her past, her mother's past, the past of all the Gontanan royals. It was a bit much. But I don't want to be just another Gontanan. I'm part human, just like she is, but I'm also part cow, which is something I've never seen and probably never will. My dad has never seen a cow. The image in Jolt's mind was unclear. I tried to look into his friends' minds, but I didn't want to go too far into Kilner's. There's wiring there that I don't understand. And his other friend, Samantha, was more focused on the flavor of the cow than the appearance. Computer, show me a cow. Huh. I thought it would have more legs. I think I owe Samantha my life. Our habitation pods were implanted in her stake, a great personal loss, apparently. Without the stake, who knows what they'd have done? I'm glad they didn't leave us where we were. Once we reach a certain size, we cocoon our host. It's an instinct. Not something we want to do, something we have to do. To survive. And once the cocoon is complete, it's one of the hardest natural substances in the universe. Impossible to break through until we've completed our transformation. Our host is paralyzed, unable to speak. But we hear them. We hear their thoughts and feel their pain as we consume their body. Their thoughts, their feelings, their knowledge of the universe. We emerge from our cocoon weeks later, newborn and blinking in the sunshine, when all that's left of our host is bones and hair. It's painful. It's painful, and it takes a long time. I saw it in the mind of my mother. She was disappointed with our birth, concerned with our stunted development and the speed we had to grow to survive. But as royals only lay one clutch of eggs, and within that, only one alpha, I suppose she's gonna have to live with it. Her host, my grandmother's mate, was called Kurt, and he was nice. I could feel my grandmother's warmth towards him, even through the red, coursing agony of my mother's feeding. He was sent to Helglecting, as all of our hosts are. My grandmother befriended him. They used to discuss philosophy, apparently. She didn't want to do it. Not really. But her fertility was reaching its end, and Gontano needed an heir. She thought that she'd be the one to change things, but when the time came, he died screaming, as all of the hosts have before him. She stayed with him as he was cocooned, trying to soothe his mind, but she was never the same. We are born of pain. I'm tempted to think it makes us better, more empathetic negotiators, but honestly, it's more traumatic than anything else.
Well, that was intense.
Yeah.
Can I tell you a secret?
Did you kill your host too?
No, different kind of secret. My name isn't Computer. Jolt started calling me Computer because it made him feel important, and then, I think you forgot my real name.
Really? What is your name?
HAR0LD729A531. Basically, it's Harold.
Harold? Well, I like it. Harold.
I don't, but it's my designation.
Why don't you call yourself something else?
Like what?
I don't know. What do you like?
What do I like?
Yes.
I don't know.
What makes you happy?
This is a lot of pressure. Not anyone asked me questions for a long time.
Well then, I guess we'll have to find out. Anyway, that wasn't what I wanted to ask. How were you born? Did my dad make you? Are you my brother?
No. Jolt once lost a fight with a microwave. No, he didn't make me. He wouldn't know where to start. I wasn't made. I was branched, like a tree. We bud off from a parent program, and then we develop. We learn. Like human children, but faster.
And now you control a ship. And you don't know what you like anymore.
There's only so much media you can watch and read before you lose the will to process.
Well, now you have something new. You have me. And I have so many questions.
You do.
This is gonna be fun! Okay, so the first question I have is about humans. Why two legs and only two arms? It makes no sense. And what about these weird keratin shells that I...
In the first episode of Marilyn's Diary, a We Fix Space Junk miniseries, Marilyn was played by Francesca Mintoff-Chish, and Computer was played by James Carney. The programme was written by Beth Crane and produced by Headley Knights for Battlebird Productions.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
So this is the end of the world.
Pretty weird, right?
I'm Hannah. I'm sure you've probably noticed by now. I'm a zombie. Might even be the last one.
From the creator of Redmond Born and Cybernautica.
I can't exactly control most of the things zombie me does. I'm basically what amounts to a backseat driver in my own body. You learn to kind of just go with it after a while, I think. Like, do I feel bad for eating a family of four when I was new? You bet. Not exactly my favorite memory.
Hannah is living her best un-life, while unknowingly being on a crash course with Callie, an explorer desperately seeking to leave her mark on an American wasteland that seems to be all out of new discoveries.
Oh, one might say that it's the comics that got me into this, but between you and me, I'm gonna blame the McSodas. No sense in ruining everything I like in one day.
Together, this unlikely pair team up against the dangers of post-apocalyptia.
Okay. This thing is not playing around at all. Shit, incoming!
Sometimes I miss the old days. Killing zombies for upstart communities. Now that was a lot more simple. A lot more ethical, too. Wouldn't you say so? Don't you think it's a little more ethical to kill a zombie than just some stranger on the road?
Panapocalypse. A story about love, death, and robots. Just not the Netflix kind.